This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Secondly, we're in a situation where we have put together, and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this, we have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
That clip is really interesting to me. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson of the KevinJacksonShow.com. 844-551-8255. It's interesting to me because Joe Biden is so brain dead that he actually exposed what the Democrats were going to do. There was no correction there. He didn't go, I didn't mean voter fraud. I meant voter operation or whatever. He just point blank said it. Again, welcome. Sidney Powell said, the other day, it would be beneficial for Joe Biden to concede the race before he incriminates himself for widespread election fraud that could put him behind bars for the rest of his life. Rudy Giuliani and I are working on, and I don't know, working on it. This is the Kraken that everybody's been talking about. Now, I mentioned the other day, we've been under a national emergency under elections because of an executive order the president issued September the 12th of 2018 for free and fair elections and no foreign interference. And this, I'm just telling you, if there's any truth, I know there's truth to the executive order because I read it. I went to whitehouse.gov and it is there and it is legit. Signed by the president. Verified by multiple media outlets. So this part of it I know is true. Louis Gohmert made the comment that they raided the servers in Germany based on this election. I know that part is true. I watched Louis Gohmert's discussion on that. So all I can tell you is the Democrats are panicked and they have every reason to be. This is a fun time to be an American, a conservative American, to be an American who wants the right thing done. Don't you want your vote to count? Richard Grenell tweeted, Nevada Democratic Party is in full panic mode. Clark County throws out the entire race because of fraud. The entire county's ballots are now suspect, and the Democrat Party is freaking out. Let me tell you why this is a big deal. This is one county. See, and Clark County is a big county. So what's happening is the expose that's occurring because of these voting machines and these voter irregularities. And by the way, Democrats listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, when you hear voter irregularities and discrepancy, here's what you need to hear. Ding, 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 ding. Because that is the bell ringing for Donald Trump. That is the bell ringing for a free and fair elections that are going to be coming. Because you know what? We are going to implement a system that is bulletproof. And it won't be run by foreigners. Joe Biden's campaign guys won't be sitting on the board as they do at Dominion. And a host of other things. And I'm going to tell you something. Sidney Powell's warning to Joe Biden, that couldn't be more. I mean, that's in your face, man. That is not typical Republican politics. That is Donald Trumpism at its finest. What a Trumpian comment. It would be beneficial for Joe Biden to concede the race before he incriminates himself for widespread election fraud that could put him behind bars for the rest of his life. I want you to understand what Captain Demento must be wondering, if he can even conceive of what she's saying. What do you think Dr. Jill is thinking right now? What do you think Pelosi and team and these guys are thinking as the veil of truth, as we unveil it? I was going to get it out there. I was going to figure that one out. Don't worry, people. So what do you think they're thinking? What do you think the media is thinking? Is they've been conniving.
What voter fraud? There's no chance for voter fraud.
And then suddenly, hey, here's proof of voter fraud. Oh, well, I'm gonna get more into that in a bit. Because that part of it deserves its own discussion. Understand, folks, there are people behind the curtains who've been determining winners and losers for decades in this country. And they handpick races to win and lose in order to obscure what's really happening before. So they'll say, you know what? We're going to let the Democrats keep the House. Do we all agree, Republicans?
We're all in agreement.
And so they say, you'll win this many House seats, you'll lose. So here we are. Here's what they told us. They said, the Democrats are going to win all the House seats. And then we win 7 or 8 or 10 or 15, but Pelosi's still Speaker. So Trump can't get his agenda passed without going through the gatekeeper. And the Republicans all agree, okay, yeah, we'll let you keep the House this time, but we get to keep the Senate. Make sure we keep the Senate. Okay, but you got to keep the Senate by razor thin so our people, the Democrats, will think that they've got a shot. I'm telling you, I believe these conversations go on. I believe that these people have gotten electioneering down to such a science that they say, okay, we'll let Burgess Owens win. By the way, Burgess, congratulations on winning in Utah and displacing an incumbent Democrat. We have a solid conservative Republican, one of my friends who won in Utah, and he displaced a Democrat. Congrats, my friend. Sent him a text yesterday morning. Anyway, they want to keep this from us, folks. They win enough races and lose enough races to make us believe that our votes count. But this voting irregularity and voting discrepancies that we're seeing across the nation, local, county, state, and now federal, what we've witnessed tells me we've been getting gamed. This is sophisticated corruption that is a ruse to make us believe that our votes count. And you just saw it in full disclosure. The Democrats had no idea. They thought they were dropping a nuke and Donald Trump had a Patriot missile that shot it right out of the sky. I'm going to use this quote a lot. Sometimes you gotta lose the battle in order to win the war. And that's exactly where we sit as a nation. The Democrats thought they won. They won a battle. But ultimately, they're gonna lose the war, and they're gonna lose the soul of their party.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
The trick in runoff elections, or any election for that matter, is to get the right message to the right person. Think of it as a smart bomb. This isn't an ad that everyone sees on the nightly news. This is a video delivered to a persuadable voter right after they request their mail-in ballot. The Republican National Committee knows how to talk to Trump voters to make sure that they show up. But as we can see from the results of the presidential election, there won't be enough to win these two critical Senate races. I partnered with Protect American Values PAC to help them go after the people the RNC won't be talking to. We reach these new voters with targeted videos and social advertising, and we tell them why. Even if they didn't vote for President Trump, they need to vote for Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. Here's something you might not know. Ralph Warnock, one of the Democratic candidates for Senate, once compared Israel to the apartheid South Africa. I bet Jewish voters in Atlanta don't know it either. And we can find them and we can make sure that they know the truth. This is how we advance the conservative cause and put a check on Joe Biden's ability to turn our nation into a socialist nightmare. To donate, go to protectingamericanvalues.com /Kevin Jackson.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh, man, to be Joe Biden right now. Guy's running around, acting like he's in charge, acting like he's winning and all that. And I'm going to tell you, I believe in my heart of hearts, many of you listening to the Kevin Jackson Show right now, you now have a lot more confidence in what's about to happen. Am I right? TheKevinJacksonShow.com is where you can contact us, 844-551-8255. A little commercial. If you get a chance, go out on YouTube. Do a search in that little eyeglass thing, you know, like, oh, dude, looking through one of those. And do a search for Kev Talks or The Black Sphere, Kevin Jackson, whatever. And when you find my picture, my handsome picture, click on subscribe and listen to the various talks that I have that go a little bit deeper than we do sometimes in radio. And the reason I need that is because we are building our YouTube presence. And I'm asking you to not only do it yourselves, but I'm asking you to tell other people about them. And some of them are going to be politically based and talk about what's happening day to day. It's almost like a daily diary. Others are going to be about lessons in life that apply to you, your children, your friends, your coworkers, whatever. And I promise you, those lessons are really cool. You're going to love it's insight into how people work. And I want you to think about it this way. Like, what would it be like to get inside of Tiger Woods' head as he's talking about how he grew up, what drove him to want to be the best golfer in the world, etc.? That. But it's not just my stories. It's my stories of talking to other people. I have a story about a friend of mine, a professional football player. And it's a story about him blowing his thumb, you know, just ripping it to shreds and having to play football with it, and how that got him to the Super Bowl. You're going to love the story. I'm telling you. And I can go on. So those are the types of things that the Kev Talks will be about, because they're going to be lessons in life. And they're going to be two sets. One, it's the daily grind. What are we going to be talking about? And I might do two or three of those a day. And the other is going to be the things that you will go back and listen to and have your friends and your children and other people listen to. At least I hope that's the case. And also tell people about the radio show. And I mentioned we're going to be attacking Hollywood. We got a site coming out, the Flick Fest. You'll hear more about that. And finally, the PAC. There are people that want to donate to the PAC, where we are fighting for these Georgia elections, and soon to be helping with recounts and things like that. So if you want to donate to these efforts, we absolutely appreciate it. And the commercial, I believe, will start running sometime today. You'll start hearing about that, so you'll know where to donate to the PAC effort. So to be Joe Biden, a guy who knows in no way on any universe except bizarro world can he get elected in the United States of America. And he's running around like he is the king, as they would say, the head rooster. I'll leave it at that. I don't want to use any flowery language, but you get what I'm saying. And he's about to watch his fake victory, his fraudulently earned victory, get swept away. And I want to set the scenario of what was happening as these people watched the returns coming in. And I've already talked about it, but they watched these returns coming in and they panicked. And then they coordinated an effort. They were watching it and they coordinated an effort and said, okay, I want you to picture a war room effort with Biden and Kamala Harris, Pelosi, Schumer, all these top Democrats working in conjunction with Dominion and Seidel. And when the election was getting out of control, they panicked. They called a guy and he says, hey, I got this. And he logs in. They shut everything down. And then at 4 o'clock in the morning or sometime Eastern time, they said, flip the switch. And the guy starts, he's typing away. And suddenly Donald Trump's numbers halt and Joe Biden's numbers go up by the hundreds of thousands. And everybody starts high-fiving and going, yeah, baby, woohoo! Because that was what happened. I'm telling Democrats this, those that listen to the program, you better get ready. I warned you before. I've said on this program multiple times, Democrats, what happens when you learn the truth about your crooked, sorry behind party? What happens? You're going to stay with them? You're going to make up more excuses? What are you going to do? Because I'm telling you right now, you're about to get the most rude awakening of your life. You're about to find out that the party that you have put all your faith in, and quite frankly, that you don't even believe half the crap that they want, you just go with them. You're about to find out they are the most crooked, corrupt skanks on the planet. When you hear the word discrepancy, voter irregularity, that's just Trump getting more in the win column. Little victories, folks. You're going to watch them come. They're going to come to Republicans all over this country, like in Nevada. Donald Trump celebrated this big victory in Nevada when the Clark County commissioners declined to certify the election results for a county commission race. Now you go, what's the big deal? It's a county commission. It'll be the first Republican, I believe, you guys verify this. Guys, can you look this up for me? But I believe he'll be the first Republican on there, and they had him losing, and he's winning. Here's what Trump tweeted. Big victory moments ago in the state of Nevada, the all-Democrat county commission race on the same ballot as president, just thrown out because of large-scale voter discrepancy. Major impact. Discrepancy. You hear that? When you hear that word, Democrats, discipline this. Republicans are getting another win. It means that Democrats have been found out, and they're scared. They're beyond scared. This has been the greatest 4 years of politics in my life, and probably in modern history. The greatest 4 years. You've watched Donald Trump completely thwart every attempt to get him out and still perform like a rock star. I want you to understand where the world would be, where we would be right now if things were really going the way they were supposed to go. We would have an economy that would be the end. I mean, it already is, but it would be so much the envy of the world, people wouldn't even know how to act. That's the kind of economy we'd have. We would have a Congress and a Senate, a House and a Senate that would be dominated by people who think like us. We've already got the Supreme Court. When Donald Trump is done, we are going to have more judges. Think about the number of judges he's appointed. Wait till the second term. Wait until all this corruption comes out and people say, nope, no more Democrats, no more leftism, no more socialists. You're watching the biggest political flip since 1936, when blacks went from voting 93% Republican to 76% Democrat. Watch what happens, folks. Keep your eye on it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With lots of ifs. If President Trump runs out of lawsuits, if Biden is certified president, that will create a vacancy in California's Senate seat held by Kamala Harris. Black Lives Matter on their global website is insisting Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom put a black woman in the Senate seat, noting without Harris, there are no black women in the Senate. Political pundit Candace Owens weighs in on Fox.
And I believe you're going to see that Gavin Newsom will do as they say. This is what happens when you don't have a spine to stand up to people in the beginning. You know, when they're rioting and looting and you're calling this a peaceful protest, this is what happens in the end. You start to manifest this idea that they are in power and they are in control, and you are puppets in office that will do their bidding.
Governor Newsom says he has plenty of time.
No timeline has been established. The process is just beginning to unfold. We are working through the cattle call of considerations related to what's the profile, right choice to replace Senator Harris.
USA Radio News. Georgia election official Gabriel Sterling announced Tuesday more ballots have been found and not counted on the November 3rd election.
The human beings that are part of this are the weakest link in the whole system. But that's why there's these checks and double checks and triple checks that we do before we finalize the audit phase of this.
Sterling says the two irregularities were not related.
This is a slightly different situation from Floyd. These were scanned votes that are on a memory card, whereas Floyd were a box of unscanned votes.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany claims a third county is reporting irregularities.
There's reporting that in a third county in Georgia, in Walton County, they have found the same issue, a memory card that was not registered with votes. And guess what? These votes favor President Donald J. Trump. What is going on here? Every American should be concerned.
President Trump Tuesday filed another lawsuit in Carson City, Nevada, claiming over 15,000 votes were cast by people that moved out of state and voted in their new home state. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, to be a Democrat today, scary thought. They've been celebrating, what, a couple weeks now? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to It is the Kevin Jackson Show. Celebrating. Celebrating theft. They know it. Every single one of them. Don't be fooled. They know it. They know it. They admit it. And at the higher echelons, oh my God, are you kidding? They orchestrated it. And there's a media lockdown on it. You put cheat, election fraud, whatever, on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, you get banned. You get banned for 2 weeks. You get banned. My page right now on Facebook, this is why I tell you guys, you got to go to kevinjackson.me to get signed up for everything that we do. And it's there's a place where you can get on in our newsletter. But here's the thing. Everything that we do will be on there shortly. Right now, there's Seeking Educational Excellence on Hyphenated America, etc. But soon, all of our websites, everything that we do will be in that one centralized area. So if you want an easy place to keep up, KevinJackson.me. To be a Democrat. Whoo! Let me tell you, and if they go and they want to burn down their cities because Trump wins this election, I'm going to guarantee you Donald Trump's going to say, you burn your cities down, you will have to repair them. We are not going to. You will not get federal money because you have decided you're going to let your cities burn. Let them burn. Do you know right now there's not a major city in this country where they are not boarded up, their buildings in downtown, where you don't have people, former Democrats, making plans to bug out of that city when the announcement is made? There are people who have contingency. I'm not talking about a few thousand. I'm talking about millions of people making plans to leave the city the moment it's announced. I gave you guys numbers on the number of people who left New York. That's just, we're leaving because we're tired of being locked down and we can't stand stupid Governor Cuomo. Wait till it happens. And when this is all said and done, I want to just have you understand the level of change in the power structure of this nation when Donald Trump wins his second term. The media, who's already feckless, they've been rendered useless, even more useless. And in fact, many of them could get arrested. under the national emergency in this executive order. Many of them, they have suborned perjury. Well, I won't call it perjury, but they've certainly been complicit in lying about the results of this election. Every time, go on to Google, watch what it'll tell you. AP has called the election for Joe Biden. AP has called the election for Joe Biden. Knowing, with everything that's going on, it's insane. And here's the problem. The Democrats expanded their circle of scumbags, and now it's impossible to keep a lid on their crimes. Secretary of State that have certified these election results, and now the we're finding out all the criminal element that's coming back in. What good are you if all you're doing is rubber stamping what criminals have done? They're going to prison. Many people are. Let me just give you an idea of how scared these folks are. I don't know if you guys know this. Over 100 Dominion employees deleted Dominion from their LinkedIn profiles since November the 6th. Are you aware of that? Dominion Voting Systems, the company that Bill Gates is invested in, Soros is invested in, the foreign-owned entity that we now know can manipulate elections and had and told people this in 2016. They said, we can manipulate the elections. That's why I come back and I tell you this. How did Donald Trump win? They don't know. Hillary won the popular vote. I'm using my finger quotes, right? They thought that would be enough for her to win. That's why Dominion didn't step in. This election, they said, we will make sure that Donald Trump loses. The guy who runs their IT department, their strategic voting systems, Comer, is now under fire. He's been removed from their IT management team on the website. I'm going to repeat, 100 Dominion employees have deleted their LinkedIn, Dominion, from their LinkedIn profiles. These are people that are probably looking for new jobs. They don't want to have anything to do with it. Let me give them three letters that will be in their future, and it won't be because of Christopher Wray. FBI. Wait until Donald Trump puts in an FBI director who actually wants to solve real crimes. The crimes of the century. Democrats, I'm going to warn you. You better discipline what's about to happen to you. Trump will serve a second term, and he will be pissed off. You poked the tiger, and you got eaten. Yet again, another massive coup attempt to oust a sitting president, and they overreached in epic proportions. And that's what happens when you panic. And I said, I described this earlier, that, you know, this war room effort and all these elite Democrats are sitting in a room watching the numbers roll in, and Donald Trump's numbers blow through go through the roof. And here's what's interesting. They never thought this was going to happen at this level, this scale, because of their own polls. Their own polls lying to them. Joe Biden's up in this fur in the country, blah, blah, blah. All a setup. All a setup for what Dominion was going to do. And I told you guys this. I said there is not a poll on the planet where Joe Biden is defeating Donald Trump, where he's leading him nationally. It doesn't exist. I told you guys on election night, you know who the winner is. The winner was Donald Trump. Whether or not it was certified, whether or not we got through all of it, you know, yeah, that's technicalities. What I told you is Donald Trump will get more votes. I predicted, I told you guys it will be well over 70 million. I'm going to guess it's probably close to 74, 75 million. And who knows what it really is. But I want you to think about that number for a second. 330 million people in America, whatever the quantity is of voting age people, the number of voters who decide to vote. So boil all that down. I think it's probably 120, 130 million people. And Donald Trump got 75 million of them, much more than a plurality. We're talking about massive. If If Biden got 60 million votes, man, I'll buy you a limo. Or I'll give you a ride in a limo. How about that? I can't buy you a limo. I can't even buy myself a limo. But I'll give you a ride in a limo. They want us to believe he's the most popular guy that ever run for the presidency. Ridiculous. Everybody knows it, including Biden, including Kamala Harris, all of them. So I want you to imagine these guys as Trump's numbers are rolling in. Numbers their polls never showed because they didn't get any real polling. Numbers beyond their imagination. And they panicked. And then they got Dominion and Seidel. They had set the machines for 70, 71 million max to be on the safe side because they thought, we programmed that in. There is no way Donald Trump will be more popular than that. All we got to do is let the algorithm go to work. As these numbers come in, we'll delete these and then we'll flip them over to Biden, blah, blah, blah. Here's what Sidney Powell said. She said, Trump votes were programmed to switch to Biden ahead of time. But Trump votes were so high, it didn't work right because they didn't set their algorithms high enough. This is why they stopped counting. And they stopped counting like it was Independence Day. You remember Independence Day where the clock was winding down and what's his name? The guy that played the guy that figured it out, you know who he is. He plays on Law and Order now. But Jeff Goldblum. Well, the countdown clock was where all these alien ships are going to and blow up all the metropolitan areas around the world. And that's exactly what happened. The Democrats synchronized, and they said, "Okay, shut it down." And they all shut it down. Water mains bursting and all this. They had an excuse for everything. And then, when it all came back up, Joe Biden was in the lead. And they had to reset the algorithms. And in doing that, they exposed themselves. They called in their minions at these companies that were invested in ousting Trump. And this theft of an election increased on a monumental scale. That's what created their problem. Now, they had problems before that because Trump was going to look into the numbers. But now that it became so just over glaring, I mean, it was glaring, it was in your face. They got nothing. What can they do? And boy, did they pick the wrong dude. You ever, I'll talk more about this, but you ever watch the guy? I watched a fight one time. This kid picked on this little white boy till he finally accepted the fight. He picked the wrong dude.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The
unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Talking about this, picking the wrong dude. So, I was at a baseball field when I was a kid, and I'm going to guess I was probably 14 or 15, something like that. And this little white kid who was, I believe he was the cousin of the Evans family, this white family, Calvin and I went to school together, and Ray died forklift fell on him while he was working at a factory. Anyway, but we were all good friends. It was a small town. And this little white boy comes, and he's one of the Evans brothers, the Evans kids' cousins. And there was another family there, a Hispanic family, the Galindos. And Tommy Galindo, I looked up to him. He was probably 3 years older than I was. And he was a real fan of Bruce Lee. And he could kick really quick. And he intimidated a lot of people because he always walked around throwing these kicks. And he had beautiful kicks to be a self-trained martial artist. And there were four or five Galindo brothers. And they were all designated as good fighters. And, of course, I believe they had a brother. Well, I know they had one who was younger than me because this is what the story is about. But you get a reputation through brothers is like, oh, the Galindo brothers are really tough or whatever. And Tommy was the main guy. And he had an older brother. I can't remember his name. I think it was Richard. But long story short, Tommy, by reputation, was sort of the Bruce Lee of things. And real quick story about Tommy. I watched Tommy and a guy named Pete LaFuente get in a fight behind the junior high gym. And Pete was a heavy set Mexican guy. And when Pete was waiting on the steps, I just happened to be walking behind the gym. I mean, behind the school. And Tommy sees him and he walks up to him and Pete's on the steps and he stands up. Now, these guys had planned to fight. I didn't know this. Anyway, they start fighting. And Pete LaFuente beat the crap out of Tommy. I mean, Tommy threw a couple of little kicks, and Pete, who's a heavyset Mexican guy, was swinging away, man. I didn't think a fat dude like that could swing like that. And he kicked the crap out of Tommy. And that ended the whole... I'll never forget the feeling that went through me. Number one, don't underestimate fat guys. And number two, the guy that thinks he knows something isn't always the toughest dude. Those are the lessons I learned in that little 15-second interlude. Anyway, going back to Tommy's brother. So this little white kid comes to town. And he's like a Pillsbury Doughboy, little white boy. And for some reason, this Galindo kid, I can't remember his name, but he was younger than I was, he just kept picking on him. And I didn't get in the middle of it because I was kind of like, well, you know what? People get bullied. I would have jumped in if things had gotten, like if they tried to gang up on him or something. So it was four or five of us walking somewhere. And the little Mexican kid, Galindo, is like, oh, to kick your butt. And the little boy is not saying anything. And he's not fearful, but he doesn't want to fight. So long story short, he finally says, well, you know, I'll fight you if these are, because and whoever the other kids were friends of this other Galindo kid. And I wasn't going to let anybody jump this kid more than one. It would have been a different deal. But the kids go, we're not fighting you. And the little white boy goes, well, then I'll fight you. And I think he looked to be a year or two younger than the Galindo boy. So long story short, he puts his fist up like Jim Corp, you know, like the old school boxers. I'll never forget this. And I'm thinking to myself, oh Lord, this kid's about to get killed. So he puts his fist up, and the little Galindo boy standing in front of him and gets ready to put his fist up. And the next thing you know, he extends that fist that's already extended and pops him in the chin and commences to beat the crap out of this Galindo kid. Now, why am I telling you this story? Because Donald Trump is this pudgy little white boy that shows up. He doesn't want to fight. He's not really afraid to fight. He says, hey, you going to make it a fair fight? Okay, I'll fight you. And he commences a whooping the crap out of these Democrats. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Folks, it is the KevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. They picked the wrong dude. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. The Democrats screwed up. They want us to believe that a brain-dead moron like Joe Biden garnered millions of votes more than Barack Obama, a man who had been declared a god by leftists all over the world in 2008. They want us to believe that he garnered more votes than Donald Trump, who was running around this country proving he could go to the deepest, darkest recesses. He could go to the cornfields of Iowa, and he could get thousands of people to drive from miles and miles away to show up. and Joe Biden can't get six people to see him at his home. That's what they wanted to do. So that was their first mistake. And their second mistake was Independence Day, explaining how Trump suddenly, miraculously lost all the momentum he was gaining, and it flipped to Biden. See, that's two mountains the Democrats just can't climb. The Everest looks like a pimple on a camel's butt compared to the mountain that the Democrat must climb to describe anything that remotely shows him winning against Donald Trump in those two scenarios. So as I said earlier, Trump lost the battle to win the war. Democrats will be exposed for the largest scandal in American history. Trump's imminent victory sheds light not only on this latest coup attempt, but on all the other coup attempts that the Democrats have made. Democrats need to know what's coming in the overturn of the second coup attempt that they've... And let's be honest, I don't even know how many coup attempts. I said this the other day. We'll count them as two because these are the two presidential elections that they tried to steal. But there have been multiple coup attempts. Every time they hear the word discrepancy, every time they hear anything related to this election that has to do with irregularities, that's Trump ringing the dinner bell. Georgia. 800, they said this, President Trump closed the gap on Democrat Joe Biden's lead in Georgia because they found 2,600 ballots that gave Trump an edge 2-1. So he got an 800 vote increase in his count. Gabrielle Sterling, who oversaw the implementation of the new statewide system for the state, said that the unofficial breakdown of ballots was 1,648 for Trump, 865 for Biden, 16 for Libertarian Joe Jorgensen. The mistake, they said, was they had forgot to upload a memory card that did blah, 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 whatever. Let me tell you something. The mistakes they make have nothing to do with this. And by the way, that opens up a whole other can of worms of what happens. What's going to happen? And I'm going to cover this in the next hour. What happens when the Democrats have no ground to stand on, when it's quicksand, when they can no longer say it wasn't voter fraud? It was a massive voter fraud on a massive scale. What happens when it's proven beyond a shadow of a doubt of what they did? What will the Democrats say? I'm going to cover that in a bit. Now, Trump gets roughly 800 votes in Georgia. It isn't going to matter. But what matters is this. Every time the Democrats go, there's no voter fraud, that's voter fraud. See, when you forget to put the disc in to do that, that's voter fraud. When you have to recount in all of Clark County, Nevada, that's voter fraud. Something happened. And every glitch, to quote Donald Trump Jr., why is it that all the glitches seem to penalize the Republicans and specifically Donald Trump? I just added another mountain for the Democrats to have to climb. See, these small wins, folks, are going to occur all over the country, and they are going to debunk every single thing that these leftists keep talking about. They want you to believe. If you want to put yourself through the pain of it, go put the TV on CNN or MSNBC. There's no voter fraud. Donald Trump needs to concede. This is election's over. AP's called it. Blah, blah, blah. They're crying all over the place. He's trying to steal it back. None of that's going to work. Number one, nobody's listening to him. The only people listening to them are the people who are being paid to get ready to riot and all that. And if Donald Trump is smart, he'll do two things. One, he will say, I'm going to deploy the military in this country. Anybody that is wearing riot gear, anybody that is not peacefully protesting in this country will be arrested and detained, and you will be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. Number two, any of you mayors and governors who allow this to happen, you will not get federal funds to fix your cities or to fix your state. It will be all on you. Those of you who want to defund the police, good luck with that. Ask anybody if Joe Biden is the most popular person to run for president and tell me you'll get an affirmative answer.
the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.